This is a download from the BBC. Hi there, I'm Sonali from the BBC World News for Schools. It's Tuesday, the 12th of July. Coming up, Russia remembers victims of a huge boat accident. A Brazilian club makes an offer for Manchester City's captain, and the World Cup with a twist. First to Russia, where prayers are being said at churches throughout the country for the 120 people who appear to have died in a big boat accident. A pleasure boat carrying tourists down the River Volga sank on Sunday. Rescue workers are still searching for victims, many of whom are children. Officials say the boat was carrying far more people than it was built for and that it was in bad condition. The government wants a check done on all the country's transport services to make sure they're safe. Next to Afghanistan, where a man who was seen as playing an important role in fighting the Taliban has been killed. Ahmad Wali Karzai was the president of Afghanistan's half-brother. He was also a good friend of America and other foreign forces who are fighting Taliban militants. But he had a lot of enemies, and not just the Taliban who say they killed him. His other critics believed he'd committed crimes himself, something his supporters denied. Next up, he scored 53 goals in 86 appearances for Manchester City. Who are we talking about?
Tevez it is, who's going to strike it! What a goal! What a goal from Carlos Tevez!
After making it clear that he wants to leave the club to be closer to his kids back in Argentina, Brazilian club Corinthians have made a bid for the player. They're offering in the region of £35 million, but considering Tevez was bought for £50 million, it's yet to be seen whether City will want to take them up on their offer. And for today's question, we want to know how many countries Argentina shares a border with. Yesterday, we asked you what year Space Shuttle Atlantis had its first flight. The answer is October 1985. And finally, to a tech-tastic footy tournament. We're talking RoboCup. Yet robots from all over the planet have come together in Turkey's capital, Istanbul. Their mission? To fight it out for the ultimate prize in artificial intelligence, the Robot World Cup. So how does it work? Here's one robot enthusiast.
It perceives the field through the camera and we detect goalposts, the field lines, other players, the ball, etc. And it builds up a model where things are on the field and then it has to act.
Well, so far, the UK's best robot footballers have followed the example of their human counterparts and bombed out of the tournament. That's it from the World News for Schools team. We're back tomorrow.